until Miss Debbie. I never spoke to no white woman before. Just answered a few questions, maybe. It wasn't really speaking. And to me, even that was mighty risky, since the last time I was fool enough to open my mouth to a white woman, I wound up half dead and nearly blind. I was maybe 15, 16 years old, walking down the red dirt road that passed by the front of the cotton plantation where I lived in Red River Parish, Louisiana. The plantation was big and flat, like a whole lot of farms, put together with a bayou snaking all through it. Cypress trees squatted like spiders in the water, which was the color of pale green apples. There was a lot of different fields on that spread, maybe 100, 200 acres each, lined off with hardwood trees, mostly pecans. Wasn't too many trees right by the road, though. So when I was walking that day on my way back from my auntie's house, she was my grandma's sister on my daddy's side, I was right out in the open. Pretty soon, I seen this white lady standing by her car, a blue Ford, about a 1950, 51 model, something like that. She was standing there in her hat and her skirt, like maybe she'd been to town. Looked to me like she was trying to figure out how to fix a flat tire, so I stopped. "You need some help, ma'am?" "Yes, thank you," she said, looking pretty grateful to tell you the truth. "I really do." I asked her, did she have a jack? She said she did, and that was all we said. Well, about the time I got the tire fixed, here come these three white boys riding out of the woods on bay horses. They'd been hunting, I think, and they come trotting up and didn't see me because they was in the road and I was ducked down fixing the tire on the other side of the car. Red dust from the horses' track.